Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The first Americans could be just days away from getting a coronavirus vaccine. The FDA meets today to decide whether to issue an emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine. This is the next step after a panel of outside experts recommended yesterday that the government clear the way for immediate distribution. Let's bring in Dr. Lena Wen. She's a public health professor at George Washington University and an emergency physician. Dr. Wen, welcome back. It's always good to speak with you. This could be, I think it's fair to say, a watershed moment in history when we finally start to beat back this pandemic. So what's next? When will the first shots go into arms?
You're absolutely right. This is a monumental moment for us, especially as we're rounding on 3,000 deaths every day that we're seeing due to coronavirus. We could see the emergency use authorization given by the FDA as early as today. The CDC panel is also meeting to decide if there are any other restrictions that they would recommend when it comes to people who should be getting this vaccine. And we could see the first vaccines going into people's arms by early next week.
Wow. So let's talk about the actual recommendation here. It is for people over 16 years old, but not for younger children. It has not been tested on pregnant women, though some medical experts are saying that the decision on whether to get it should rest with women and their doctors.
Yeah, this is a very complex area because on the one hand, pregnant women and breastfeeding people were not included in the study. And so we really don't know the safety among for pregnant women. On the other hand, you also have, even among healthcare workers, you have 330,000 healthcare workers who are pregnant or postpartum. And you would not want to exclude these individuals from the benefits of the vaccine either. And so I think it would be a reasonable recommendation to not recommend that this vaccine be given to pregnant women, but if there are instances where somebody is particularly high risk, that individual is able to discuss with her doctor about whether it's suitable for her.
In the United Kingdom, where the vaccine has been given a green light already, officials are advising people with a history of significant allergic reactions not to get the vaccine. Now, in the U.S., the advisory panel added language recommending that people with allergies to vaccine components, they said they should not take it now. So what should we know about allergies and what the guidance is here in the U.S.?
So allergic reactions to vaccines do occur, although they are extremely rare. There are these two instances in the UK that occurred on the first day of vaccinations there that did raise some eyebrows. This does appear to be in individuals who already have severe known allergic reactions to the point that they carry an EpiPen with them. But we don't know what component of the vaccine they're allergic to. So I think it makes sense for people to use an abundance of caution. I think if people do have known allergies to vaccines, that they really discuss it with their physician in advance of getting the vaccine, know that they'll be getting the vaccine in a monitored setting. And so if something does happen, they can get an EpiPen used on them, and this is a treatable condition. But I also think that further studies need to be done so that we understand truly what is the component that people are allergic to, because many millions of Americans have allergies, and we don't want to dissuade them from getting the vaccine.
Okay, so this is the good news that we've been talking about. We're close here. We're very, very close. There was some disappointing vaccine news also today. GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi announced today that their vaccine is going to be delayed until the end of next year because it failed to deliver a sufficient immune response in older adults. What's your reaction to that news?
It's disappointing, but it is something that we thought could happen in vaccine trials. Vaccine development is highly complex, and we also know in this case that older individuals are more likely to suffer severe effects from coronavirus. And so a vaccine should work on older adults if it's going to be released, especially now that we have the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines that appear to be so effective. And so ethically, you would not want to release another vaccine unless at least it comes close to the threshold of efficacy that we're seeing in these vaccines.
The fact is, though, we need as many vaccines as we can get because there's such a limited amount of production that every one of these companies can do in the early days of the vaccination process. So any sense of what it means in terms of getting the entire country vaccinated, because the government had decided to purchase about 100 million doses of a vaccine that now isn't going to come to market for a while.
I know, and this is one of these things that's really difficult because I think at the beginning, the government wanted to hedge its bets and wanted to put different, to put a lot of eggs in different baskets and not all the eggs in one basket. And so maybe have turned down doses of the Pfizer vaccine that now turns out is very highly efficacious. And so I think this is something that we need to see over time. I certainly agree that we need to get as many vaccines on the market as we can for not only the U.S., but for the world.
Dr. Wen, I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm really sorry to cut you off, but thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.